This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studio in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit shoptalkpodcaststudio.com.
Hey, y'all. Hey. What's up? It's your girl, Dawny Dawn, and we are back for episode 6 of Heels and Pantyhose Podcast. And I am so uber excited, over the moon, can't touch down. I want to hit the running man real quick because I got my big brother from another mother here sitting across from me. None other than the man himself, Director BZ Jones. What up, though?
What's the deal? I'm in the building.
You are in the building. Okay. I just want to know a few things about you real quick before you give everybody an intro. How does a man like yourself go from directing well-known Grammy-nominated music, MTV Music Award-winning videos to now you are going to be, or you have such done this so far, Oscar movies?
Oscars, yeah, they coming.
Yeah, they coming.
They coming sooner than later.
How did you make that wave of a change?
It was challenging, honestly. I mean, I've always been like a film person anyway. I love movies, and I had just found my way to get out of doing the music videos. Well, mostly, most of my music videos, as you should know, they were like movies.
They were.
Like, I try to create that cinematic feel for all the music videos that I shot. So it's like I went from doing the music videos and just like, you know what, I'm going to take this chance. It was a leap of faith for sure.
For sure.
I mean, because doing music videos is like, in today's world, is like stripping. You know what I mean? It's like the bag is fast, you know, it's like that's it, and it pays the bills.
Oh, goodness. All right. So tell some people about yourself. Let them know who you are, what you're about, as well as I have my lovely sister here, too. And one of my nieces. I'm so excited. OK, go ahead.
I'm just Director BZ Jones. I'm just an independent filmmaker from the city of Detroit. Just trying to make my way.
You're so humble. I might have to have my sister come on and just hype you up for real.
I mean.
Okay. All right. So where did you graduate from school from? High school?
I went to, actually, the crazy thing is I went to Chadsey in Southwest Detroit, but I didn't graduate from Chadsey. I actually dropped out.
Okay.
Dropped out of school, you know, just lived my life in the streets for a second. But that's another story.
That's another story for another podcast. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I dropped out, but then eventually I ended up going back to get my GED. And then one day I was sitting on the couch at home and these NIT commercials kept coming on, right?
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I said, if one more come on, I'm going to go sign up.
Okay. Because you just sitting on the couch?
Sitting on the couch doing nothing.
You doing right nothing.
There, they were talking to me. So I was like, I went and signed up for NIT. And then when I did that, one of the instructors really took a liking to me. I went to school for information technology. And they just pushed me forward to actually getting me to go back to college to get my degree in information technology. And, you know, that was pretty much like the springboard forward to me actually getting into music.
Okay.
And then music led me back into music videos, and then music videos led me into movies.
All right. Okay. So now that you talked about those things, you got a new movie coming out.
Insta Famous.
All right. So give us like a brief synopsis of what the movie is about.
Three best friends. They are on the struggle. I mean, what's today's society? Everybody wants to be have a social media presence.
Right.
So with the movie, I tried to touch on base of basically how that happens with some of our younger generation. And, you know, and the thing is, they want to be social media, have that social media presence. So it's about three best friends. And their thing is one particular individual named Dave. He's just hell bent on being this social media guru.
Okay.
So they go, it's like Friday meets Superbad meets Jackass. So it's like they doing these different type of pranks and things like just to get notoriety for social media.
Right.
And then it's like, you know how Friday was.
Oh, everybody tried this, that one friend.
Go ahead. So they end up doing a prank and the prank goes bad. So yeah. Now they got to spend the rest of their day trying to fix that prank that went bad. So it's one of those type of situations.
When I was asked what it was about, I came on set one time and I was like, it's so wild. It's like Hangover meets Friday meets Superbad meets like all of the different Project X is literally on that scale for me.
Yeah.
That one day I came on.
That one day. I mean, it's definitely a bunch of laughs. I really love this movie. Like, it's one of my favorite movies to date that I've done. And I've done over 25 movies.
Yeah. Okay. goodness. I didn't know you did that many movies.
Yeah. I mean, five are mine. Yes. That I executive produced myself. And the rest, you know, I've been throughout the Midwest helping other people get their vision across with good quality and, you know, just trying to put my stamp on the world. And that's just another way of me doing it.
Okay. Now, you just recently opened up a building, right?
Well, it's not open. Yeah.
It's not open. When is it going to be open? Because it's open for family and friends.
It's open for family and friends right now. Like, we are actually in the finishing stages of trying to get everything together. We just want to make sure that once it's open, mm-hmm. We have everything in line. You know,
okay.
We have a new business that we're starting, Story Lights.
Yay.
That's going to be something for like, you know, the LED signs and the things like that. And we also have Balloon Gorges and stuff like that, too.
Yes. Okay.
And so then it's the post house. Of course, I forgot about that part. That's the most important thing, huh?
Yeah. What's the post house?
The post house is basically editing, mm-hmm. color correction, everything content creation.
Okay.
So it's like if you have you need a place to come edit your movie or video, whatever, it's somewhere, you know, quiet that what you can get the job done. That's what we're for.
That is really, really brilliant. What made you come up with that idea?
Because I was that individual.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a place to go get away, to be creative. Or if you just need to have a casting call, a table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was always in need of these things. So
right.
I'm the type of person, like, if I'm in need of something, I want to try to find a way to correct that need.
Okay.
Y'all hear Story back there talking to y'all.
Yes. Okay. And she is hyping us up too as we're going away. She's like, yeah, tell them this too, Pops. Tell them this too.
Yeah.
Don't forget that one thing. All right. Now, what do you think about Instagram? Like, overall, because you came out with the movie InstaFamous. Have you seen any benefits of being on social media, such as Instagram?
Promotion.
Promotion.
I mean, I'm pretty much over the whole social media thing for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a promotional platform now.
Okay.
It's not like it was when it started. It was fun, you know, but it's everything's promotion. Like, if I didn't have to promote a movie, I probably wouldn't get on it or promote a business or something like that. It's just so much going on with it.
I wish you could see Tori's face right now, y'all, while we're in the studio.
She's
shocked. She like, what?
I mean, of course, we are accustomed to it. So it's a part of our day. So we have to go on social media. It's like we are bound to it.
Yeah, they say that social media is equivalent to being on heroin.
It is, and I agree.
Yeah, and that recently somebody was discussing about the likes and how everybody that was a influencer on social media was dead ass press that they weren't having those likes anymore. And that was a reaction for them, you know, the person writing the article. Yeah, get on the mic. You're more than welcome. Come on, Tori.
Do people not have lights? That's
no, they gave the lights back. Okay. Because
yeah, they took them away for like a day.
Like a day. In Canada, they do not have likes in Canada for Instagram whatsoever. But however, how everybody got so uproared about it, influencers, it was as though they didn't understand that content is what's needed for social media. So if you don't have content, all people are basing their likes off of liking you is off of your likes. Your looks, right? And so recently too, Safari, and I want y'all feedback on this.
He reposted it.
And it's the truth.
But that's the thing. It's a very thin line.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. It's tough because on one hand, all of those things that Safari said, it's the honest to God truth. Reposted it. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But there's a brighter side to it as well. It's about perspective. It's mm-hmm. about you as an individual. It's about how you being able to control yourself. You know what I'm saying? You mentioned the heroin thing, and it's on the same level when you look at it in terms of addiction. But that's why you have to, just like anything else in your life, you got to be like, all right, maybe set time frames for you to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when you on there, you on there with a purpose. If you just regular Joe Blow and you scrolling, then yeah, it is like Safari. You start comparing your life to people's imaginary social media lives. It's not even their real life. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you only gonna post your highlights.
Yeah.
Nobody posts the bad days and the downfalls. You know what I'm saying? But think about all of the good too. There's a lot of great things that happen for people just because of social media. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of super uber talented people that we may have never known.
Right.
If it wasn't for social media.
True. Very much so. True. But the reaction that people were like going through withdrawals because nobody could see how many people liked their posts. Mm-hmm. But you as the owner of the page, you could see, you know, like mm-hmm. you had 100 likes or you had 1,000 likes.
Well, that's because we live in a world of followers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People, nobody could think for themselves. If 800,000 people following you, then it's almost like, why I ain't following you?
Right.
800,000 people following you. I should be too. You know what I'm saying? And that's just because that's how it started.
Well, I'm crazy enough to now where I see how many people following somebody and then I look at their page and see how many likes they get.
And it doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. It's not equivalent. It's just
this world is the way of the follower right now. It's like a following world to where like it's sad. I mean, I don't care about likes.
You gotta learn to use things for what they are.
Yeah, but
you
know this generation, I don't think they have the integrity or the character. Some do. I will say some do. But however, the ones who insta-famous, like they want to have that insta-famous life, well, that insta gratification.
That's honestly that, like this discussion here is pretty much how I came about with the movie.
Okay, all right.
So it's that's why I wanted to show that, cause like this is a in the movie we're gonna touch on like why are you trying to do this so mm-hmm. much, like what is your motivation, mm-hmm. like but at the same time it's just people like you said, they love it, they want the attention. People are attention seekers, mm-hmm. but that's exactly what social media gives you. Because nobody is who they are on social media in person.
Well, I feel like us three are.
We don't use social media for that type of platform. We use it for business.
Yeah.
So, but you got those people who have to get on there and show everything that they buy. They got to show this. They got to show you their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Trying to impress who? You know what I mean?
Impress somebody. And then if it's a target on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It hits you in the room with family where they be like, well, you got it. You know what I'm saying? You got it.
Or even worse than that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just different for different people.
Different strokes,
no matter what
different
it, is, it is, no matter what it is, some people going to use it, some going to be mm-hmm.
Yep, and it's more abusers than users.
True.
You can't say that, though. That just might be your timeline.
It might be.
It's my timeline. They ain't abusing, is it?
You're right. You're absolutely like, right.
It is based upon your timeline. Sometimes it's motivation, and then you always have the option to unfollow somebody, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then it's a conversation piece, too, because then it's like, yo, did you see what you know, on XYZ posted this, that, whatever? Because sometimes I have found myself down a rabbit hole. Because went on somebody's page,
click, and then
now I'm on their grandma page, and I'm trying to figure out why your grandma got an Instagram page and her page popping more than my page, and then I'll go all the way back to where I originally started. However,
yeah, I don't like getting lost in that cycle.
Yeah, you just gotta be mature enough to put boundaries on it mm-hmm. for yourself and decide why you're using the platform, what you're trying to gain from it, and keep it at that.
And see, that's why I can't wait for everybody to come out Saturday and check out this movie, because a lot of these things you guys are talking about is key points in the movie. Mm-hmm. It's like it's not going to be said exactly how you said it, but those points are there.
Okay.
It's like, why? How did you get stuck in this rabbit hole? Mm-hmm. Like, how did you took this situation so far to become social media presence or famous, whatever you want to call it, to the point where you got yourself in this situation? So now you're still trying to use social media to help mm-hmm. get out of the situation, which the social media did help at towards the climax. It helps. But at the same time, it's like, but it put him there.
But at the end of the day, I love it. I love it because people, like I said, it has given a voice to people who otherwise wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Gave them a platform. I mean, it put eyes on you and your works or whatever mm-hmm. you're working on that in a million years would have never known you or seen you.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, I was following this young girl on TikTok. She just would do little freestyles in her bathroom. Mm-hmm. Dope, beautiful, beautiful voice.
Okay.
That's why I followed her. Loved it. You know what I'm saying? She did one that a lot of more people were obsessed with and started tagging other people. Now she got a whole deal.
That's
that would have never happened for her. You know what I'm saying?
But do you think during the pandemic, because the world had to sit still, mm-hmm. that's when everything became more so all the, I guess I want the amateurs, the up and coming artists, actors. Now all eyes are on you because now we don't watch damn near. You can only watch the movies you love so much to where now you're on Amazon Prime and you're like, oh, what's this? Code of Thieves.
The pandemic definitely helped.
Oh, it pushed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it pushed a lot.
I want to say help.
At home premieres. You know what I mean? Like that, it definitely helped in an amazing way. You know what I'm saying? But people were using and growing and getting discovered from social media long before the pandemic.
Yeah, but the pandemic, they definitely were, but it actually, it catapulted everything, like far as digital streaming to social media, everything. Like, we found a lot more talent.
I think it gave it more momentum.
It did. It definitely
You know,
did.
Like, and then you had celebrity artists like, or directors like Spike Lee going live and, you know, just having Q&As randomly throughout the week where you could have a discussion. Sometimes you could call in and he'll bring you in on a camera. It was just all different
things.
Like
they launched that new app called Clubhouse. When it first launched, I loved it.
Oh, I loved it.
Because you got to get in there with people that you would never in a million years think you would ever be able to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, but now I can't do it. Because now it's just all a scam. They want you to pay for rooms. And so I knew it was going to get out of hand. But when it first initially started, it was good.
It was really good.
I think I got what I needed from it.
Yeah. At the beginning from Clubhouse, I did get what I needed from it. However the case may be. Hey, Story Girl, come on.
Say, give me the mic.
Yes. Tell everybody. The little babies out there need to hear you. And okay, so Clubhouse, when I first got on Clubhouse, I really did enjoy it. I loved the fact that I was able to have a conversation with June Ambrose. I was able to talk to Zarina Leaks, who's beyond.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, like I loved it.
How would that have ever happened?
Right?
Without social media.
I'm not going to say it would have never happened.
But would
it have happened yesterday when it happened?
No, but the momentum of the pandemic discovered this app. It might have been out before the pandemic. I don't know. However, now when I get an alert from Clubhouse, it's just chatter.
It's BS.
Yeah, it's literally I came to the club too late and everybody and their mama in this bitch. That's how I feel every time.
They took the exclusivity away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's not exclusive like it was when you first went in there. It's like, you literally had celebrity producers, directors.
Mm-hmm.
Like I sat in rooms with some of these people and got so much knowledge from distribution down to everything. Like, and I actually made connections with some of these people.
Yeah.
And it is just, now I can say, you can't do it.
No. She crowned it onto the cord of everything. She said, y'all gonna hear my story. Okay. But no, I couldn't have gotten into the conversations with the people who I just mentioned who have done photo shoots, video shoots, and movies, professional movies such as like Tyler Perry or working with Beyonce and Jay-Z. And it was really, 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 really informative.
Mm.
And to know that I was on the right track with what I've been doing and knowing that, hey, girl, when you come to New York, give me a call. Okay. So, which brings me to my next question. When you reach that momentum of the high, the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, you there. And you got it off of, because social media, this is what it is.
Yeah, it helps.
Right?
Yeah.
It helps. Do you believe it's instant gratification or do you have to work for that?
You got to work.
Okay.
Where I come from.
You look
from
like you want to come on the mic again, Tori.
Like how I was brought up in the game and the things that I've done in my life, I work for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have nothing that has been given to me at all. Everything that I have is off anything that I worked hard for.
Right.
So it's me. Yeah, you got to work.
You got to work.
You got to work for it.
I think like when it's on social media and it's Instagram and it's just like, okay, so I have it. You know what I'm saying? So now I should instantly, it's the gratification is just boom, there. You know, like people don't feel as though they don't know hard work.
They don't.
They don't understand the 4 a.m.s, the 5 a.m.s.
No.
I haven't been asleep since yesterday.
Well, social media made it easier for them to not have to work as hard. You know, like you got to think how many overnight successes do we have just because of social media? Like you got to look at these people that have YouTube channels that kids are not even in their teens yet and they're millionaires.
True.
Just because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they don't know what the real meaning of work hard for it, you know. Which is fine because that's just this girl is tripping. Y'all.
I love
you know
it, but
those TikTok videos, that shit is hard. Okay,
like
that
I have tried
a lot of work.
I I had to do a lot of cuts when I tried to do the
the one challenge. For those who don't know how to really edit, but you're right. It might be that. But I mean, I'm not to say, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not taking away because I know what goes into it. It's mm-hmm. a lot.
You know, like, we argue all the time.
But
because I have to work, and she's like, no, you got to come home.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I know it's hard work, and work ethic is definitely decreased, if it even exists at all, mm-hmm. these later generations. But I'm just saying that to maintain, if people who are really, really have using social media to grow their business and mm-hmm. they have professional visuals and
you might as well just be on.
Like, that shit, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To maintain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that it's not as simple as just take a picture and post it.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? No.
But it does, I'm also not trying to take away from, you know, oh my God, sorry. But I'm just saying, it takes a lot of work too. Those people who have a presence on social media that maintains their, you know, their visuals and stuff like that, like mm-hmm. that shit hard work too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know what?
People gonna right, work because the thing is, if you really want it, you know what I'm saying? Then you gonna put that work in for it. People don't be showing their work ethic and stuff because they doing stuff that they don't really care about and they not passionate about. So that's why, you know, we be seeing a lot of people and it's just like, duh, who raised you? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. we asking something of them that they really
don't
ain't
know
trying
about.
To do. You know what I'm saying? They might think they do, but nah, not for real. Because you ain't even, you know, putting in that work for it. That's all that it really boiled down to. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
She said her piece, and now I'm just sitting here like, well, what can I follow up with that now,
right.
Tori?
Well, damn.
Damn, Tori. Damn. Drops mic.
What
leaves.
The hell?
I still don't think that the kids really got the motivation that we had.
Like, they don't. It's a whole different. Just imagine. I couldn't imagine if I had these tools.
Oh, when I was in high school?
Come on.
What?
What? We'd be multi-millionaires.
You wouldn't be able to tell me anything, first of all. Everybody was like.
They got a whole different level of opportunity.
Yeah.
And presented to them in a whole different way. And
do you think we
don't fathom it because it's not our, you know, it's a whole different vibe for us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to put limits on it. And you know what I'm saying?
When
it's really they world.
But do you think it was like the parents? Like, the parents being the support system for this generation, these kids now, to be like, yo, I got my kid best interests at heart, so I'm going to support them.
But this is the thing. Just like we just said, had we had this, mm-hmm. what would we have done with it? Great things, right?
Right.
So now, because these parents are younger, it's like, all right, I'm going to make sure you maximize this. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Now, put my parents, make them responsible for my kid. That would
right.
be different.
Yeah.
They'll be like, no, get off. You know what I'm saying? They not into that. But we know we could see the value in it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we push it. Oh, yeah, you going to do this. And we going to do this YouTube channel. And we going to create this. And, you know, they doing these businesses and these ventures for their children.
Yeah. But how do you keep up with the algorithms on social media? Because it changes every damn day.
You got to figure it out. Like,
you gotta play the game.
You gotta know the post times. You gotta know mm-hmm. how you just gotta pay attention to it. Like,
you gotta run your business.
You gotta mm-hmm. run your business. That's what it is. It's a business. That's
you
their work.
Mind your business.
That pays you.
There you
mind
go.
Mind your business. If you minding your business, mm-hmm. you gonna know when to post, what to post, how to post, where to post, who to tag. You gonna know mm-hmm. that because you minding your business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that algorithm is a
now,
like
you just on there lollygagging, you know, posting and playing on that bullshit.
I was waiting. I'm like, it's all in Tori's eyes. She about to say something.
You just gonna throw whatever up and keep it moving. Whatever. You gonna be looking at the likes like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? But if you minding your business, you know that your post done reach 250,000 people, whether you got 22 likes or not. Mm-hmm. Because you minding your business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But everybody don't mind their business because they too busy. And I think that's where Safari was going.
Right.
With
And that's the thing, y'all. You on there for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be that in anything. Not just social media.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But the gratification that people feel when it comes to being a celebrity. Mm-hmm. You know, they think it's like, the,
they think it's all roses.
Yeah, it's all roses, but they don't understand.
It's harder being a celebrity than anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You constantly have to reinvent yourself. You constantly have to stay ahead of.
And you got
to
stay out of people's way. Because yeah. They're going to use you to get where they're trying to go. And that's by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and stay ahead of the trends and just stay focused on exactly on what your purpose is. Mm-hmm. So therefore, BZ, what sacrifices did you make to be an indie director?
Man, I sacrificed a lot. I mean, more or less, it all boils down to time. Mm-hmm. Time and resources, time and money, basically. And it's like, you got to think, for me to do what I do, I have to take time away from my family. Like, I remember when just recently, Story was 1 month old, and I had to leave and go to Milwaukee for 10 days to shoot a movie. And you, that's a lot because... Mm-hmm.
You have a very supportive wife.
I do. I do. I definitely do. But at the same time, I had to be there to support her, too. Mm-hmm. Dealing with the fact that, you know, postpartum and things like that with women, far as from having a baby, is real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you got to be there to help comfort her. And, you know, plus, she's only a month old. Like, we've been waiting 9 months for her to get here.
You know, now you're out in a month.
Now I got to go. So that was one. Those are just some of the sacrifices that you have to make. Mm-hmm. In order to get to, you know what I'm saying, to get where you're trying to go. But if you don't have that support system, it's going to be very hard. Because some people don't understand independent film or just entrepreneurship. They don't understand it.
Okay. Now give us a example or like a short story example. Entrepreneur, indie film director. We need to know exactly the separation of the two because you have to carry both.
Well, entrepreneur short story is you have to work hard. Mm-hmm. There's no sleep. There's no days off. There's none of that. And those where you make the sacrifices.
Okay.
And independent director, that's another hard situation because for one, you don't have money. If you don't have money, you can't play.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have enough money.
Yeah, yeah, if you don't have enough, I mean, all the same. It's all about that. You can't play the game.
It takes money to make money.
Like, all right. And go back to what you say. Sacrifice. What? Sacrificing that money. You say, okay, I got $10,000 left in my name. I got a family to feed. Mm-hmm. But I need to make a movie. So what do? You try to figure out how to use some of that $10,000 to make this movie and still feed your family.
Right.
So we might have less on our plate that month or that. Whatever it times it takes you to make that movie, in order to us to get to that next level, we had to make that sacrifice as a family as well.
Okay. Now, within this, okay, so the sacrifices you got to make is to time, family, money, all right.
Mental.
Okay, all right. And then you also, it's go with money too. You got to budget everything.
You got to budget everything out.
All right. So what would you tell to an aspiring filmmaker out there that say, you know, BZ, how do I get started? Like, what can I do? Can I shadow you? Like, what would you
make that sacrifice? Mm-hmm. They have to make the sacrifice. You have to choose right then and there. Can they shadow me? Yeah, I'm willing to take interns for a shadow. I'm not mm-hmm. opposed to that. I used to be against it, but now I don't care.
Okay.
But you have to be mentally prepared to put in that work and sacrifice the things that I have to sacrifice.
Okay.
So if you're not willing to make them sacrifices with me, then it's not for you.
Okay. Now, when it comes to editing, how long does it take for you to edit a movie?
I can't say that on here.
Okay.
No, well, I'm just playing.
That's okay. I was like, okay.
No, it's...
Tell me offline. Okay, so for instance, right? No one knows how many days it takes to shoot a movie that's 2 hours long.
Well, independent, that's another thing what comes with independent. Independent, we don't have time. I mean, we don't have the big budgets to stretch it off for 30 days.
Right.
So what we do is we try to take our budget and try to figure out all the resources we can. And we try to get it done between 15 and 18 days. Mm-hmm. Because like you say, every day costs us some money. Mm-hmm. So on average with independent filmmakers, it might cost us anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a day.
Okay.
Just to shoot. That's just that day, not saying how much you had to pay this person, how to pay that person. You got to feed everybody. You got to keep people happy. You never know, something might happen.
You do
got
to have
those resources,
happy.
You know? So, yeah.
Because we be hangry.
It's definitely, yeah, they be hangry.
Mm-hmm. You put an Aquarius and an Aries in a room. And
oh, yeah, they be hangry.
Tori and I will fuck shit up when we hangry, okay? Yeah. So, anyway, Let's see what else I have. I have so many questions. BZ, it's like literally you're an onion and you have so much layers to you.
Let's talk.
And you're so humble, you know? And so it's just those things that people who follow you would like to know, will know if you're comfortable with talking about. However, one of the questions I asked earlier, you know, about going from video to film, even though the music videos always seem like it was a short film, like you was directing Michael Jackson music videos.
Yeah, that was my goal.
Okay. Well, at least I know I was there to see it. And I was like, damn, this is so sweet. So what proper adjustments did you have to make to go from video, you know, like, because I know people still hit you up like, so you gonna shoot my music video?
Yeah, all the time. I get that all the time. Like, B, can I get you out of retirement? Come shoot my video. Yeah, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. I mean, you know, like, I'm the type of person is like, I can't do something if my heart's not in it. And I don't want to shortchange you. Like, even though you got the money, you want to put the budget up and stuff like that, you're not going to get all of me.
Okay.
Because that's just not what I want to do. That's not where my heart is right now. You know what I'm saying? That's just not what I want to be doing. Like, you know, like, don't get me wrong. There's a few people that I still shoot for from time to time. And that's just because I still got love for the music. And I just want to get that itch. Sometimes he's going to go do it. But like at the same time, like when you start talking bigger budgets, I just don't want to be tied into these bigger budgets on music videos because that's a whole nother genre. And it's a lot of work. And I don't have time for it. I really don't have time for it. I got movies to edit. I got movies to write. I need to be producing movies.
That's good. I'm so glad you brought up things we don't have time for because this is my favorite topic. Is my bell in here?
Not my favorite topic.
Yes, this is my favorite freaking thing to do. I enjoy things I don't have time for.
Shit.
Tori does too. That's why she damn near knocked it off of the table. Toss it. All right, so do you watch Snowfall?
I have watched a few episodes, but we're not all the way into it. No, I don't have time for TV. I make TV. This is my thing.
Literally me, like I got a whole attitude.
You,
like
people ask me all the time, have you seen this show? I'm like, nah, I really make TV. I don't watch it.
So do you not watch TV so it doesn't block your creativity?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes I use it as a tool as well.
Okay.
It's no time, but at the same time, but like if we're about to shoot a movie, right? Like we got this new idea. Like we got this new movie that we're working on called Melissa.
Okay.
This is a movie that's really, it's for Tori. I'm going to tell you this because this is what's going to separate her from these people that think they can act.
Okay.
And you know, I ain't got time for that fake shit. And I'm saying it. Like I don't have time for
people. When your husband is your hype man, come on. We got time for that.
The thing is, like the movie is about multiple personality disorder.
Okay.
So this is not only challenging for me as a director, it's challenging for her as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have time for no bullshit. Like this movie is serious. It's real serious. So
I can't wait to come see that.
Yeah, it's gonna be deep too. Like the way it's written, like I just can't give away too much.
No, but don't.
It's coming. So it's like one of those
we
situations.
We ain't got time for that. You can't give us none of the behind the scenes secrets or anything.
It's
God
coming.
Dang. I ain't got time for that. You think we in the streets right now. You could tell us. You say what?
Yeah, she coming five people, y'all.
Oh, that's crazy. I got time for that. All right, so the other thing I ain't got time for.
I'm coming Oscar winning performance.
Y'all hear that? Oscar winning.
Oh God. Okay, so things I don't have time for. I don't have time for it. You don't care, Beezy, but this website called Shein, you should care. However, Shein, it's like Shein or Shein, whatever you want to call it. Shine.
I just asked about that.
Oh my gosh, that freaking.
What's your issue with it?
I have no issue. My issue is that it's taking all my goddamn money. Okay. Literally,
okay.
It's good.
I posted and I said, has anybody ever shopped here? Because it looked kind of sketchy, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no.
Oh, they just some shopaholics.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I shopped there.
Oh, I shopped there, and now it's like I don't download the app. You download the app, and literally, and they have baby clothes on there. Yeah, so it's literally addictive and they send you notifications. So recently I got one that said buy three, get the fourth one 99% off. What?
Wow.
So you telling me if I buy three items that's $10, I can get something that's like $1? Guess who fell for that? Me.
No time for that.
None. Okay, so the other thing I don't have time for, and I meant to say this the last week episode too. I really do not have time for people who are worried about what's in other people's pockets.
Oh, man. Do you know people pocket watch all the time, man?
I do not.
Listen, I hate that shit. I literally like people, like I remember I could shoot a movie and I could call in favors and everything. Now, if I call somebody for something, it'd be I need about 15,000. They trying to count my pocket. Well, not really. Okay, people, understand this. Just because I make a movie doesn't mean I'm making money.
Right.
Because for one, child support set for 2 years before I put that out. It's just now streaming. Code of Thieves is just now still recently streaming. InstaFamous has been setting for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I'm still spending money on these things.
Yes.
I haven't made any money back.
See? No one understands.
Like, they don't understand. Like, there's more to it than just say, oh, he did a premiere. It was full. But ask me, how much money did I pay for this movie?
Yeah, and you have to pay yourself back. And then you have to pay the vendors.
Everything's a cost.
Yes, Story, we don't have time for that.
No time for that. Like, people stop pocket watching.
Okay. The other thing I don't have time for is, like, immediately when it gets 60-something odd degrees in the dirty glove, everybody want to show their ass. Okay, let me tell you something. They whole ass. Okay, first of all, sis, just because the sun is up don't mean you got to have your mini skirt on.
It's too cold.
It's too cold.
I see the cold bumps on your heels. Oh, look, spiky hair bumps.
And I mean, to each his own, your body temperature might feel like it's hot. But however, to the normal people from Michigan, we still trying to wear jackets. We trying to wear, you know, something to cover our bodies. Because guess what? It's going to snow on Wednesday.
Okay. And they're going to be sick as hell.
Okay. And the pandemic is a real thing.
Toes gonna be frostbit.
And the other thing I don't have time for is that even though I try not to make COVID a topic of conversation, no matter what I do, I bring up COVID.
How can you not? It's the way of the world right now. This is, I mean, you gotta wear a mask everywhere you fucking go. Like, I hate it. That's crazy. Like, I was just talking about that, like how we grew up. Our kids will never understand how we grew up, like being outside, riding bikes, playing in the neighborhood. Our kids in the house playing video games and on social media.
Yeah.
They you know, don't. Like they will never get that experience. Like I'm trying to figure out a way.
They get exhausted.
Come in. Like, yeah. You got to make them go out. Can we stay out a little bit? One more hour. 15 more minutes.
Get us to come in. And then when you come in, oh, you smell like a puppy. You go take a shower.
I do it tomorrow, Mom. Like, boys, we ain't washing that ass. We trying to go to sleep.
That's horrible. Get in the damn tub. Goodness gracious. The other thing, too, it was something else I was going to say that I didn't have time for. I was like, this is ridiculous. The gas prices every holiday season, how they go up. For sure. Oh, and y'all don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta.
She does.
You do?
Oh, she watches.
Oh, I
on
really,
record.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Because Kenya asked, she can go.
You know what? If
okay, this is crazy.
Her people was a person, it would be Kenya Moore.
Yeah.
She is the perfect prime poster child for hurt people.
Yeah.
Hurt people.
And yeah.
Now she is beginning to look like what she is going through.
Yeah.
Have you seen her skin?
Oh.
Let me tell really quick to skincare. My fellow actors. Y'all, we talking 8K, 16K resolution just getting greater and greater. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all better get y'all skincare regimen in order because, baby, we seeing every flaw.
Everything.
Every flaw. And I'm talking about just on your regular TV. I ain't talking about that. Don't get to the movie screen. You ain't had nothing. Makeup can't do nothing for bad skin.
And all you see is those craters and things like that.
I'm talking about on your regular TV, just watching a regular show. That's how good this resolution is getting. Please get your skincare in order.
And we shoot.
Be 20 years old.
We shoot with 6K over here, so I'm just letting you know we gonna see that.
Yes,
shit.
Kenya Moore, honey. She need.
She messy boots. I was like, I have never. You 50 years old and you worried about what's going on with another woman's purse. Like whatever she got doing, whatever she want to do with Bolo, whatever the case may be. But you dead pressed about this whole situation.
She's,
I don't got time for Kenya. She messy boots. And I don't care if she says she from Detroit. She ain't from Detroit.
She's from Michigan.
She just from Michigan. She just used Detroit because it's just a well-known city.
That's it.
Yeah, but she,
My cousin Wayman said Child Support was a good movie.
Oh, thanks.
I appreciate it. You got to come see InstaFamous.
InstaFamous is
gotta come see. Look, if you think Child Support was a passion project. I love Child Support. But if you want to get a good laugh in, you got to come see InstaFamous. I'm telling you right now, hands down, best comedy of 2021.
Okay. What don't you have time for, B?
I don't have time for the bullshit. They can keep all that negativity shit over where they got it. I get so much of that negative shit thrown my way. It's to the point now I don't even respond to half these motherfuckers no more. I'm just doing me. I'm in my own lane.
But so, you hold it so
ask
well.
Me, I don't got time for it.
Okay, I'm about to ask you next. Tori,
stupid.
The surprise guest, okay, was Tori, but Tori took over, okay, because we love her. Go ahead, my forever Charlie. What you ain't got time for?
I wish that people would really give BZ his flowers and stop hating on this man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I really wish that people were comfortable and secure enough in what they were doing to just do it, put it out, and be great.
Yeah.
But for some reason, people have to attach their greatness to somebody else's. Like I want people to realize that you don't have to dim somebody else's light in order to shine bright. Mm-hmm. That's what I really want people to understand. Like, your light, my light gonna shine regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And I'm proven of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to shine. Like, if you don't, the more you keep worrying about my light,
mm-hmm,
yours is getting dimmer and dimmer, and that motherfucker gonna go out.
Yeah.
Like,
don't let me not be humble, because I'll put it out.
And I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of people, and I'm, fuck it. Like, it's a lot of people that really owe this man at least a thank you.
A thank you.
At the bare acknowledgement. Fucking minimum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just, but, and I'm so proud of him, because he don't get it and it don't change him.
It don't switch up his mentality. His
niggas be outright just flat out disgusting, disrespectful, yep, rude,
but you know
ungrateful.
What, they do.
And it don't change. He's still gonna hold his hand out.
But you know, mm-hmm, what?
You know what I'm saying?
I was taught, yeah. My grandmother always taught me this. Mm-hmm. And this is why I keep this humbleness in me so much. It's like, it's not about what other people do to you.
Yeah.
It's about how you can change them other people.
True.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and I'm not in the world to try to change nobody. Let me get that straight. But at the same time, I can't stop being me.
Right.
Because you are who you are.
Yeah, you can't fault other people for not having
a heart. A lot of people don't possess that quality. People be real good-hearted, genuine people, but then they get burned and burned and burned, and it changes them.
And it don't change B.
And it don't change B.
I gotta calculate my age real quick. I'm 34. I've been working with you since, like, 8 years?
Yeah, it's been about 8-9 years.
8-9 years?
Yeah.
And I have seen people do the most shadiest shit.
The shadiest.
And things to you. And that's what I don't have time for.
I don't have time for that shit.
I don't have time for shady
people. People to be who they are and be accountable for the shit that you say.
Man. Yeah.
If you did something, if you said something, if you posted something, that's who you are. You meant that shit. So when shit hit the fan or you're questioned or, you know, don't pedal back. Stand on what the fuck you said.
And that's just what it is. And now you can treat them people accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Stand on that business.
I'm just saying, just be accountable. I mean, for the
I mean, but you got to learn this too. Like, I've been in the game for a while, so it's like you just got to learn people.
Yeah.
And if this would have been me in my younger days, I wasn't always this humble. I had to learn this. Music videos taught me how to be humble
and very calm.
Oh, definitely. Because
you be very calm. I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, how is he just so calm right now? Meanwhile, my whole body is doing tap dances.
You just gotta let shit roll off of you. You know what I mean? Just at the end of the day, I have a vision and I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And and none of that shit is gonna stop my plan. And that's proven. You know what I mean? So it's like my goal is to get me, my team, and my family to a certain position. And that's all I care about. That's all I focus on. I don't care about all that riffraff and you want to be negative, you want to do this, you trying to pull me back. Yeah. You can try, but it's not going to work.
Yeah, but that's how it shows that you're a leader. Mm-hmm. And when you are a leader, the team is a reflection of you. So however way you react in those situations, mm-hmm, it allows us to reflect in a more positive way too, because you're constantly going higher and higher. And that skill that you do reflect, I had to take into my own entrepreneur's life and be like, okay, so BZ don't let nobody see him sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
not even me.
No. Nope.
She lying, because I'll be at home fussing like a motherfucker.
Not even me.
No, but I mean, at the end of the day, who writes the check is who matters.
Right.
At the end of the day, who's paying them bills? You know
All
what
right,
I mean?
Jay. All right. I got all the time for this bar that you just dropped. Nobody even.
And I consider myself a boss because I do write checks.
I'm closing it out tonight. I'm done. Like, I don't even know how to.
I send cash apps too.
Yeah. I'm bullshit. But no, the other thing though, things I don't have time for is people who don't mind the business that pay them. Always worried about everybody else's. And last but not least, I really don't like people who like to self-reflect their issues on other people. Mm-hmm. Like, if you feel as though you're in a terrible position, the baby did spit her binky out on the floor, though. Jay Skills just said that. I'm sorry.
Jay Skills. Oh, my God.
But, hey. Listen, yeah, he on there.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, Jay Skills, if y'all coming to InstaFamous this coming Saturday, next Saturday,
don't sit
with Jay because he's going to make you laugh when you don't want to laugh.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's hilarious. I can't wait until
Shout out to Jay Skills, man. He's the writer for NARC that's coming out July 10th. I said it here first.
Yes, he did. And we are going to have, we're going to have to arrange to have like damn near the whole cast there for when that come in or do like a week interview with everybody that movie premiere, because that's gonna be huge.
I'm gonna get Gravy to come in time for this.
That's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Gravy. Oh, we're gonna get Hector to come. We're gonna get Hector. Hey, Gravy. We're gonna get all the people to come. We're gonna get Nuke back up here.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Oh, look, it's Tori coming over. Like, who all on here?
Oh, I didn't know Tori.
Yeah, she was on here. She was having a party. Yeah. Anyway, the other thing I do not have time for is inconsistency. I don't like that. Still will always be something. And I don't like, last but not least, when people's words don't add up to their actions.
Okay.
That's where you be losing me at every time.
Stand on your business.
And tell everybody again where they can buy the tickets at.
You can buy the tickets from, what's that name of that place? Neptix. You can get them from Neptix.com. I had to think about it. I'm sorry. Or you can contact me. You can contact Ring. It's A-Line Cinema Ream on Instagram. You can hit him up. He'll come drop them boys off to you. No, mm-hmm. No question. Me, you're going to have to meet me. I ain't coming all the way over your house. I'm just playing. I'll drop them off too. All the cast members got tickets. However, you just message me and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, how they find you on social media?
At directed by D-I-R-X-B-Z Jones. On all platforms.
All right, you want to shout out anybody?
Yeah, shout out to my brother Tristan, man, for getting that BMF role, man. I'm super proud of him for that. Shout out to my nigga Reem, man. Shout out to Tori Monet, my wife, because she's the backbone of everything.
Hey. You know, that was an amazing exit, you guys. I just want you to know, ladies, click your heels twice. Fellas, fix your ties. And once again, thank you, Director BZ Jones, for coming in on the Suit and Tie Editions. And peace out.
Peace.